This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. News today that the FDA has approved the first prescription drug for weight loss in 13 years. Another sign that obesity has reached epidemic proportions, especially among kids. According to the CDC, 30% of children between the ages of 2 and 19 are clinically obese. Having an overweight child can be a struggle for parents trying to find the balance between teaching their kids about living a healthy lifestyle and the risk of damaging their self-esteem. Dawn Friedman knows a lot about that struggle. She's a counselor in training and a writer whose work has appeared in Salon, The Washington Post, and The Utney Reader, where we found her article, Weighing Down Our Children, Why Blaming Kids for Being Fat Doesn't Work. And she joins us now on the line for our continuing series, Shifting the Balance. Dawn, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So your article begins with your own story of being sat down by your parents, I guess you were about 10 or 11, and told that you were getting too fat. What effect did that talk have on you?
At that time, I was a pretty active kid. I rode my bike a lot and thought of myself as an active person. But when my parents told me that, I started feeling disconnected from my body, which I had thought of as a useful, strong body, and I felt sort of betrayed by my body. And learned not to trust myself or really my parents.
Well, it's a pretty sad legacy. And then you were faced that with your own daughter. She's now 8. Her doctor told you when she was just 3 months old to put her on a diet.
My daughter's adopted. She's always been a very muscular, strong person, even as a baby. And just like her birth parents. But the doctor looked at her chart and decided that she had gained weight too much from the time that she'd been in the hospital and said that we were likely overfeeding her and not actually tuned into her hunger cues.
So you cite some research collected by a doctor named Katja Rowell, I think, who discovered some surprising truths about healthy lifestyles for kids. And this involved advice given to parents by doctors. Give us a little bit of a recap of that study.
Can you help me out? Which study you're talking about?
It looks like it's a study that advice given to parents by doctors doesn't necessarily work.
Well, one of the things that Katja talks about is she had very little training in medical school about nutrition, and that this is an experience that she shares with other doctors, and that the medical training that she got was either sponsored by say formula companies, they're the ones who talked about infant nutrition, or was the kind that says eat fake foods, light, L-I-T-E foods, mm-hmm. Here's how to cut down on fat. And it wasn't actually good, sound, research-based information about feeding. And so when she had a daughter, she started digging into the research so that she could figure out what information she needed to give parents, as well as how to raise her own daughter. And since then, she's become a feeding specialist, and she works with parents who are struggling with feeding their kids.
It's so interesting, you know, what messages we take in as children about our weight, what we pass on to our children. That's something that struck us as interesting, your own reference to your daughter being adopted. How does that change your perception of her body?
Well, I feel fortunate because if I had had a daughter who looked like me, I'm accustomed to thinking of my body as being problematic.
Mm-hmm.
And if she had had, say, my thunder thighs or, you know, my stomach, because I'm an apple shape, it would really be hard for me to think about that critically. But because she looks a lot like her birth mom, who is a strong, healthy, larger woman, it was easy for me to accept her body. Mm-hmm. I think her birth mother is beautiful. I know how healthy she is. She's a professional chef. She knows how to cook. She exercises. And I trust her body. So it's been easier to trust my daughter's body to know what to do.
Well, not everybody thinks like that. A lot of them think, well, your kid's overweight. Give them a hard time about it. Tell them that they're overweight. Put it in front of their face. You know, tell them that they need to change things. So let's talk about that sort of bullying, not just by peers, but by a society which holds them up as examples of the obesity epidemic. I'm thinking of a billboard campaign that we read about in Georgia that made the headlines. It featured photos of overweight kids with slogans like "Fat kids become fat adults." Now, would you consider that to be bullying?
I would, because I think it also doesn't talk about what one of the experts in my article said, Kathy Cater, is that it's a denial of biological diversity. And just as some of us are taller, some of us have bigger or smaller feet, some of us are meant to be heavier. And so when we equate fat with unhealth and we say that people who are fat are greedy and they're eating the wrong foods, we don't actually know that's true. When you look at the research, we know that everybody needs to eat well and everybody needs to move their body. And when some people do that, they're fat. And when some people do that, they're skinny. Likewise, there are skinny people who eat fast food every day and never get off the couch. But because they're skinny, we're not recognizing that they might have health problems related to their lifestyle.
Okay, so how about in your own life? How do you talk as a kid, as an adult who was told as a child that you were overweight? How do you communicate this to your daughter?
Well, the first thing I do is I try really hard to be okay with myself, which is difficult. I'm 42 years old now, and I'm overweight. But I'm also active, and we eat a lot of fresh foods. We cook at home most meals. And so I swallow my sometimes low self-esteem, and I fake it. I don't talk bad about my body. I don't talk about exercise as it means to be thin. I talk about how it helps my heart be strong, how it helps me deal with stress. And the other thing is I talk explicitly with both of my children, I also have a teenage son, about how the images that we see in the media are meant to sell us something. And so there's a very particular kind of body type that we see for men and for women, and that we need to look at those critically. Why aren't there people who look like my daughter's birth mom on TV? Why aren't there people who look like me on TV? Well, it's because if we felt good about ourselves, we wouldn't buy mascara or new cars or whatever it is that they're selling.
Advice there from Dawn Friedman, freelance writer and master's student in community counseling at the University of Dayton. Thanks so much for joining us, Dawn.
Thank you.
Her article, Weighing Down Our Children, Why Blaming Kids for Being Fat Doesn't Work, appeared in the spring issue of Brain Child. And we excerpted it from the Utney Reader. There's a link to read it along with more on parents struggling to help their overweight kids at wordofmouthradio.org. Coming up, the arrival of a very, very premature baby tests the limits of love and exhaustion of a mother. We'll speak with her when Word of Mouth continues.